Russ, how are you?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. We had a representative from the Michigan Partners in Crisis organization yesterday. He was talking about the state's new drug policy for inmates with mental illness. They believe that this policy is going to cost more money in the long run. Obviously, we want to get your take on this. From what I understand, this new policy means that there are medications that are being replaced with either generic or other types of similar medications because they're cheaper. The inmates who are being switched ending up costing taxpayer more dollars because their behaviors are changing. They're causing more problems. They're not feeling well. Some cases have gotten more time because of changes in behavior because they were taken off their medications. And I wanted you to respond to this.
Well, the policy, the change in medication policy, is correct. We are looking at taking some folks off of this very expensive psychotropic medication called Seroquel. The Auditor General report that this group was referencing showed us that Michigan was way out of whack in the amount of that drug that it prescribed to our prisoners, extreme outlier compared to all the other states, and that there is a generic version of the drug that's not an exact but very close to it. So, you know, we ask our chief psychiatrist and our psychiatrist throughout the system to evaluate the approximately 1,500 prisoners who are on that drug when their prescriptions came up to see if they would be appropriate to move off of that to the generic or to some other medication. As we know that, as what was referenced in the report, some psychiatrists were prescribing this as a sleep aid. Well, it's a very expensive drug. We were spending $1.2 million a month on this drug, and you know, now we're down to about $800,000 a month on this drug. So we are trying to move some folks that we think are appropriate off of it to other medications because the taxpayers are paying for this drug. But the second part of I think of their contention is not true. We haven't experienced any kind of major issues with switching prisoners off of this medication. Talked to our deputy director that runs all of our prisons and our healthcare administrator. They've said that there's been no issues at all. And you know, if a prisoner were to decompensate or experience some negative issues, they could be moved back onto the drug.
We tried to contact the Michigan Auditor General's office yesterday. As a matter of fact, I got a gatekeeper, and I was told that they do not do interviews. But yesterday in the interview with the Michigan Partners in Crisis, I was told that that information is skewed, that they didn't get more than one side of the story and didn't have accurate information. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, we worked through that audit for many months, and so I think that you know, they would have had the opportunity. We looked at all of their findings, and what we thought was what was reported was accurate. And you know, it was a give and take process through this whole audit. It comes out in draft form, and we worked our way through their final form. So, and the thing is, it's not you know, us as wardens or corrections people making this change. We have psychiatrists. I know there were psychiatrists there at their thing yesterday. We have psychiatrists that work for us. And these are medical doctors, psychiatrists making these changes, and they're the prisoners who are being taken off of this are continuing to be monitored by psychiatrists and mental health staff. So, you know, we think it's an appropriate policy.
Are there prisoners who are experiencing challenges with the medication switch? From your perspective,
I don't believe so. I mean, I've heard some reports from yesterday that they say that prisoners are having mood swings or you know, other kind of issues. You know, we're just trying to, you know, put us in line with what other states are doing and use the citizens' tax dollars most appropriately. And I don't think that we've seen any major issues, any significant issues at all with switching folks off of this. Other states seem to be doing it well, and so we're just trying to, you know, put us in line with what everybody else is doing.
So you're saying that the Michigan Partners in Crisis, they're wrong and they're inaccurate in their information.
As far as, you know, they're right about our policy, but they're wrong about that we're experiencing major issues to the prison system. I mean, we just wouldn't, you know, we look at every single dollar we spend, and if we're going to take people off of this drug to save $400,000 and it's going to cost us $1 million, we wouldn't continue that practice. But you know, our psychiatrist has said that this is appropriate. We know there were many people that were being prescribed this just as a sleep aid. That's a very expensive sleep aid. So we wanted our psychs to look at these prescriptions as they came up, not instantaneously. It wasn't like one day we changed the policy. We started this in January, and we'll probably get through the prisoner population by July.
All right, Russ, thanks so much for your time.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks.